I think that's probably one of the concerns of a lot of people was the discharge, brine and things of that nature. Even had some emails earlier in the week concerning that particular issue, like, why not use that brine, filter it, and create a new revenue source for the city?
Right, we talked about that last night. In fact, that question came up, and I'd like Jason to continue talking, because one thing you said last night that was important to let people know about is, as we take the water in to process it for drinking water, for pure drinking water, only 50% of the intake is actually used, and then 50% is put back in. So it's not as if we're taking 100% and reducing it down 5% of the salt solutions put back in. Mm-hmm. It's 50% is put back in, and it's the same water that was brought in, mixed with the brine from the other 50%. So it's not a, it's not like, you know, taking some salt and shaking it out. That's what's going back into the into the location.
Yeah, so the question on being able to beneficially reuse or even maybe find an economical use for the concentrate is a really interesting question. I think that technology is probably on the horizon. Dr. Camacho at Texas A&M Kingsville is actually working on some research to use multi-stage flash distillation, membrane distillation, and some other technologies to see if that can be done in an energy efficient way. Right now it's feasible, but it's very, very energy intense, because to be commercially beneficial, for instance, there's an industry on the La Quinta Channel in San Patricio County that uses a lot of brine, but the brine that they use is about 8 times more concentrated than what the desal plant will produce. So to get it from the concentrate that will be the waste product from the reverse osmosis system up to what's usable for them is just not energy efficient. They would love to take it. It's a valuable resource to them, but it's not concentrated enough. Now, one of the beneficial uses that we have discovered in conversations with, which actually the Texas State Aquarium, because we're, you know, the Inner Harbor plant is relatively close to the aquarium. We met with the aquarium staff, and they'd mentioned that concentrate for them would actually be a beneficial resource, because they have to buy synthetic salts to help concentrate up fresh water when the bay is too fresh. And those salts don't typically have the same ionic balance as the bay water, so they would like to have some concentrate because it does have the same ionic balance as bay water. So I think those are on the horizon. It'll be great when someone does innovate the technology to be able to concentrate up what we'll produce up to a commercially beneficial product. Currently, that's not energy efficient, though. I think Dr. McKinney wanted to.
Well, just a quick comment, which I agree with Jason on the thing. We've actually been looking at that a little bit ourselves, and we were fortunate to bring onto our staff a very brilliant young scientist, a physical oceanographer, who's got interested in this issue. And so he's looking at some of those things too, and I think that's eventually something that could be looked at. Again, right now the technology is not there, but it's on the horizon, and he's looking at it, and others too, so that's a possibility. And it's something we need to think about, because one thing that we're seeing in studies that are looking at desal plants around the world is that it's not a one-to-one ratio. You don't when you bring the water in, you don't take half of it out and the other half goes in brine. Actually, for every gallon of fresh water you produce about a gallon and a half of brine. That seems to what happened, more than what we think. So there's a quite a bit of volume that's going to have to be dealt with, and so obviously anything that could divert that or make or reduce the salinity of that or do some other beneficial use with it is something we want to do, and so that's where we want to look.
Very good. Let's take a trip to the future where we have this desal plant in play already. What is the percentage of water from that plant going into the current water supply for the city of Corpus Christi? What percentage would that be?
It would add 20 million gallons a day to our water supply. It would feed our residential community, residential, commercial, and industrial users. The city of Corpus Christi, again, this project, what made it a very economically feasible project is we can integrate it into our existing distribution system. Mm-hmm. So this 20 million gallons a day can feed all of our current users. So you're adding that additional percentage, that 20 MGD to our supply. With the economic growth within our area that we see coming in the 2022-2023 timeframe, like at the beginning of the program, we're looking to meet our just exceed the 75% trigger point that the city council has placed as a point in time when we were to look to add a new water supply. And so this would add that 20 MGD straight onto our entire supply. So because it is a drought-proof water supply, you can just add it on top. Compared to, like, if we were to build a new lake or go after a new water right, you would have to model, and you wouldn't necessarily get all of that benefit from that new source, because you would have to calculate in the drought of record. But with this drought-proof or drought-resistant water supply, we can add that 20 MGD straight on top. So it's very beneficial to us.
And from an environmental standpoint, that's why we look at it as so favorably, because as Espine just said, it means you don't have to build another lake. You don't have to divert water from rivers that otherwise might go to the bay to keep it healthy. So that's a big
point. And just to put it in context, we produce or distribute 85?
Yes, it's right around 60, 65 to 80 is about average, depends on the time of year.
A day, right?
Today mm-hmm. without.
Yeah, so today, on any given day, depending on, you know, the time of year, it ranged between 60 million gallons a day to 80 million gallons a day of water that the region uses.
What is it for the region, though, Steve, between San Patricio County and all of the other raw water users?
On an annual basis, in MGD, we use about 107 to 109 MGD.
Okay, so this would be 15 to 20% of the
on annual basis?
On
the
average?
Average.
on an average. So
okay.
on an average annual basis for the entire region, that's taking all the water out of our water supply,
okay.
We talk about in acre feet. And I know I'm going to go, and it's kind of confusing when I talk about water supply. As a water supply manager, we always think of acre feet, and that's an acre. You can imagine an acre of land 1 foot deep and that quantity of water there. So when you're talking about water supply, you always talk about an acre feet supplies. And we use approximately 109,000 acre feet a year. When we start talking about how much usage or consumption everybody likes to talk about in million gallons a day, one of the easy, just back of the envelope kind of calculations that you can do is if you look at 107,000 acre feet a year, you can equivalate that to 108 MGD, so million gallons a day. So it's just a quick way of kind of taking a larger number, thinking of an annual basis, bringing it down to a daily basis.
Got a couple of questions emailed to us from a nice lady named Catherine. A couple of questions here. How many working seawater desal plants throughout the world are located inside a closed bay system? And what experience does the city have in running a desal plant?
They're going to answer that question, but let me just the system's not closed. That's an important note to correct on that question. And Jason or the staff will talk about the bay. It's a very open system, our bay, Corpus Christi Bay. But do you all want to answer? I don't know who will answer that question.